Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Recognizing that we've been kind of a poor fundamental team in the big leagues for a long time has forced us to do is look at the way that we're doing things in the minor leagues too, and question whether or not we're preparing guys to be successful at the major league level. And if you look at our performance in base running and on defense in the minor leagues at each of our affiliates, that's been struggling too. And so we've changed a lot of the way that we're training and teaching and the feedback that we're providing this year. And I think that we've seen some progress, but it's going to take some time.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Fenway Park, and that was Craig Breslow with the Greg Hill Show. And as he works to improve the organization, did you guys know he had, we actually stumbled upon some audio. He reached out to Don Sweeney. They had a private conversation,
really?
But, you know, a little GM to GM advice. And
exclusive right here?
Yeah, we got a little exclusive audio of Craig Breslow and Don Sweeney chatting.
Do you regret trading Rafi Devers?
No.
Is the Boston media fair to you?
No.
Is Andy Hart cool, calm, and collected?
No.
That hurts, Don. You know what, Don Sweeney could use a little more energy like Andy Hart. He could use a lucky energy for his press conferences when he's putting together a hockey team.
He's going to need more than
isn't
that.
Isn't hockey the ultimate great. Compete level? Like
it is.
That GM does not have compete level.
Yes.
Like, nothing.
No, there was no, definitely not.
Good Lord.
It was, but I love that it hit us exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Just, wow, way to set the tone for the big event tonight there, Don.
And I guess you could make the same argument, Fitzy, for both. They're both former players, so you assume they have that fire in their belly. They're competitors, and you can't turn that off. And what? And then they go to the podium or the man. No. Like, there's just nothing there. It's. But I tell you who does have some fire. I guess I could call this guy Craig Breslow's...
Bizarro Breslow?
Bizarro Breslow, his lead advisor.
That's an interesting story, yeah.
Yeah. So this is Kyle Bodie of Driveline. I think he's their C-something-O, something head of the organization.
CTO, Chief Technology Officer.
Okay.
Oh, my Chief God, with Technology these Officer. C-blank-O's, jeez.
I don't think C-blank-O is one, Fitzy. I haven't heard that. I think I'm a C-blank-O of this show right now.
Nailed it.
So he puts out... On Twitter, at Driveline Kyle, if you want to follow him, he puts out sort of an innocuous tweet, got some of the at Driveline BB managers and coordinators together for an offsite retreat to plan for the future. Mm. Always fun to cook with at Joe Marsh for the company and celebrate some birthdays. Like, okay, whatever. You're doing one of those retreats and like bonding, blah, blah, blah. So something called Red Sox Gorilla on Twitter says, thanks for ruining baseball, was the response. You know, we all deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
But I generally assume, like, you know, I'm not even supposed to probably reply as much as I do. But I'm not a CTO or a C-anything-O running a company that is now helped. This is a company that's now helping run the Boston Red Sox. Like, that's a big effing deal. You know what he replied to Red Sox Gorilla, who thanked him for ruining baseball? His reply, Kyle Bodie, was, you're going to die nameless. No one will remember you.
Good Lord.
Now,
He's replying to an account that's at Red Sox Gorilla, so it's kind of nameless right now, but I'll give him that
one. So you're saying the response was a little disproportionate?
A little disproportionate and unprofessional. Unprofessional
that's disgusting.
And he didn't stop there. He kept rolling. That guy went at him. He went back with him. Like, isn't that borderline, like, a fireable offense?
Has anybody asked the question and held anybody responsible in the front office for that comment yet?
No. Yeah. And I do think, like, I don't want to be extreme. I never like to, like, oh, that guy should lose his job. But
it's
people. There's something called conduct unbecoming.
Correct.
That's conduct unbecoming of an executive of the Boston Red Sox, in my opinion. He's rolling around in the mud on Twitter. Trolls.
Has he deleted that response since?
I haven't checked. Nope, still there.
It's up. The full thing is up, yeah.
It
continued from the screenshot, by the way.
It did. You want to read a couple more? Anyone you like? Because, yeah, he was on a roll. You get mad at me because you get the notifications when I get into these little matches with people on Twitter. And
I do not get mad. I find it hysterical.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
What he should have done, panda emoji. Little advice, Kyle Bodie, just reply with a panda emoji.
Wait, what's that mean?
No one knows. It's the most enjoyable animal on the planet. It's the image of peace, but it's also a meat eater. A panda
you're going
can
to
kill
die nameless.
You. Wants to.
What's he trying
no
to say?
No one will
panda?
Remember you.
He chooses to eat bamboo, but he could eat you if he wanted to. That's what a panda is all about.
All of that, huh?
All of that. Wow. Kyle Bodie, that's better than selling some troll.
You know what? That would disarm me. That
yeah,
would...
like you don't even know how to respond.
You're They're
like,
cute.
I'm going to put my phone away and go home.
Interesting.
Trolling is done.
We can give him an emoji. There's a robot emoji, right?
There is a robot emoji.
Yeah, you should start throwing the robot emoji around.
You get
so
a
you
panda.
Got a couple more
you get a panda.
You got a couple more you want to read for Mr. Bodie, the CTO of Driveline, the organization that helps run the Red Sox?
Oh, my God, yeah. If this isn't a perfect picture of where the Red Sox are at now. So after the whole thing about dying nameless, Red Sox Gorilla responds saying, hit a nerve, didn't I, with the laughing emoji. Kyle Bodie, not understanding the humor, surprise. Not really. The internet is full of nameless and irrelevant people. You're one of many. Yeah. I will say, he puts periods at the end of all of his sentences at the end, so
like
grammar
that.
Is fine.
I like that.
Oh, well punctuated. That's key.
You know, like don't start misspelling words and coming at people. You got to look, you know.
Okay. Interesting.
Nah.
That save his job.
It ended up transitioning over to somebody else who said, nah, thanks for ruining baseball and the at Red Sox, you blanking nerd. And it kind of just unfurled from there.
You could get a notification that hits you one way, one day and another day. Like it's like, You want to basically tell the person to go to hell, you know, go die a slow death.
I also always wonder with these things, like, you know, how many Miller Lights were involved?
Oh, or, a few.
Did you go to Wisconsin with Ted and have a 34-ounce Miller Light to start off your meal before you picked up your Twitter? Fitzy, you've watched me get in these weird fights for years. But
and I've experienced a lot of the back channel backlash. Like, is he always like this?
Dude, you got. Is the
I feel like part of what part of what I do on this show, Ted, is I'm like Andy's like PR person. Like Frank Sinatra used to famously have his brother would come to restaurants with him, and after Frank would get into an argument with somebody and beat the crap out of somebody, his brother would come over with like a toilet paper sized roll of hundreds and just peel off a bunch and just be like, hey, this never happened. All right, take care. Get that fixed up, would you? Like, that's part of my job with Hart these years. Like, hey, this never happened. All right, you're okay.
I hear you. I will tell you this, though. There's the strongest, most fastest emotion to anger. Two things happen in my life. Can you guess what one would be? Like, where you just go from 0 to 60 instantly. What is like? What is something in your life that
road rage?
Boom!
Yeah,
road rage. And the other one is seeing a notification at the wrong time. It's the same thing.
Cutting in front of you at the snack line at the movies.
Yep.
Yes, Dan Ball.
So I want to add this in too. So he is listed on the Red Sox website as special advisor to the CBO. So he is fully recognized by the Red Sox, this Kyle Bodie guy. And the question of, well, why does any of this matter? As we talk about Breslow being insulated and only having a few people that he trusts and, you know, trimming the fat of the Red Sox front office.
This is what.
This is probably the guy that's in his corner. This is the stuff that's being greenlit by the Red Sox. These are the kind of interactions that people are having.
And so the guy really who said something dumb on a Zoom fires. The guy who said something dumb on Twitter to a fan has his job.
Right, because he's a numbers guy.
Okay, because he fits with the systems builder or whatever the hell. Interesting.
Do we think Driveline is going to start producing T-shirts that say, Driveline, thanks for ruining baseball?
They would sell. I mean, I'm not sure the people buying them would be the people they want buying them, but...
Are you guys curious? Is it curious that the Red Sox would even let us all know that they have these... They kind of, I don't know, what's the term? You know, when you get work outside of the company, you know?
Consultants?
Yeah, or just
sportsology?
You bring in outside consultants, too.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's like there's not even under your umbrella, and you're trusting them with...
Why did I hire Craig Breslow? I should have just hired Kyle Bodie and Sportsology to run the corporation.
That push hits you numbers. And you go, it's like, it doesn't make sense to me.
They're a mess. They, to me, are a mess behind the scenes, organizationally, like all levels. And Cora may be the face and the shield and the slings
they,
and arrows.
They contract out certain aspects
of their
baseball.
Is this a drop or is this you live, Andy?
No.
Said this a million times. This is not the first time, Ted, Andy has ever said.
Nope.
They are a mess and there are real emotions. A lot of people are being paid a lot of money to mask on the Red Sox. And they're preventing them from saying how they really feel about their operational bureaucracy.
I'm starting to hear a lot of that same. People are kind of saying it without saying
it. Yep. And you're and the more people that leave, in that Boston Globe story was saying people in the Red Sox organization always stayed. It was known throughout baseball. They don't want to leave. Now people are leaving. Well, guess what? When people leave, they talk. That's just the real feelings, not like talk, but real feelings come out. You'll start to hear more and more. But if that was a bad digital decision by Kyle Bodhi, we have a worse digital decision,
what do you got for me?
In my opinion. And it's right up your alley.
Let's go, baby.
Ted, I'm going to read you a headline. We'll just start with the headline.
Best story of the offseason.
This is, this is from the Daily Mail, which does some great journalism, Big J, Pablo Torre-style journalism.
Yep.
Exclusive, vicious message Jordan Hudson sent about Bill Belichick's ex after shockingly intimate discovery.
I am hooked. I got to read more.
Okay, I got
that. I'm so hooked. I'm on the line, brother.
Yeah, this has never happened before.
You're not shaking me loose.
Son of a... It just locked me out.
Oh, pro. That's a...
No.
There we go.
Look what happened. There because I was on it too long, it now gave me the 99% per month it wants me to log in.
Belichick was listening.
That's Breslow bot. That's Breslow bot's not happy about
Belichick
you.
Belichick has done it again.
Son of a...
Important article you would have printed it at home.
Well,
and
I don't
highlighted it. And brought it
let's
to work.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and just like recap for the audience at large, Andy. What it's from.
I will. I'll get the New York Post.
He's got you. He's
version. Okay, Dan Ball, you haven't been locked out.
There you go. That's a pro right there.
No, you're locked out too. So I'll go to the New York Post's aggregation of Jiminy Christmas. Stop with the pop up ads.
This is legitimately. This is like a man coming in.
Everybody can empathize with this.
So it's happened to all of us. Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, allegedly ripped his... The goddamn pop-up.
I got it right here,
those ads in.
This is worse than porn. Like, I'm trying to read just a normal story here, and there's a million.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I got it. Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, allegedly ripped his ex-girlfriend, Linda Holiday, during a fiery Instagram exchange, according to the Daily Mail. Hudson and a woman she believed to be a close confidant of Holiday had a heated back and forth, which started when the woman called the former Bridgewater State University cheerleader a gold digger.
Slander.
As seen in a screen grab.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Is there more? Tell me there's more.
Yeah, in her response,
Hudson called Holiday delusional and pathetic and claimed she discovered a personal email that Holiday sent to the North Carolina football coach in 2015 while he was with the Patriots. This email's interesting.
Juice!
Hey, babe, since you are tight with Miss Holiday, would you please ask her what she would like me to do with this letter I found from 2015? Said Hudson, who reportedly sent a photo of the printed letter to the woman. Oh my God.
Oh.
Catfight Isle Belichick.
That's worse.
Now!
Oh, yeah, it gets way worse.
This is the head of Bill Belichick's PR team, right?
Yes, yeah. This is Muse. She's in the book. Yeah.
That's absolutely not true.
Oh, Billy.
I mean, right, it keeps going, Teddy. Okay. Due to its pathetic and embarrassing content, quote, I imagine she wants it back. She should make the point to burn it so she continues to live in delusional denial. I know she cares a great deal to continue to manipulate her friends as well as the public into believing that I came in and ruined her perfect relationship, end quote.
Hey, she is Jordan Hudson's fighting for her life out there in Nantucket. It's her against every Nantucket socialite right now.
But she's
got no friends.
Like she's an active participant in her own demise.
Oh, she's like, burning her own bridges.
This
right
is
here.
Like two middle school girls going back and forth, text, DMs, whatever.
Oh, it's mean girls, baby.
But this is mean women or mean girl and mean woman, I guess, with Linda Holiday. But like she stumbled upon this in some like file folder. Okay, so what? Well, like now you're going to put it to use as like you're trying to play a game. You're not good enough.
I mean, the word is that like Linda's got a house in Nantucket, five houses down from Bill. Like,
yeah, but Linda started this.
Oh,
here we go.
Linda started this at the party, guys.
Here we go.
Linda started this at the party.
Why shouldn't she frost out the child?
They should have been going to her party. You know that, bro.
It wasn't her party.
Well, it was her daughter. They
were the DJs. Yeah.
They were the DJs, and you're defending Jordan. Is that? I just want to be clear here. You're defending Jordan?
Yes. I think Linda's a bully. Linda is an absolute bully. I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead, continue.
How would you describe Jordan?
It says in the article further. Holiday allegedly told Belichick in the letter she felt he was excluding her from certain parts of his personal life and that he was overly supporting his ex-wife, Debbie Clark, the mother of his three adult children, Amanda, Stephen, and Brian. So this is what Jordan has uncovered, is this letter. So basically,
she's putting that out there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Jordan is putting this out there. This is borderline
emotional. That's Bill stuff she's putting
out. It's emotional doxing is what Jordan is doing. And dare I say, it's not very cool.
I can't believe that's information. I can't imagine Bill would want her to be saying that detailed kind of information.
He shouldn't.
Ooh,
and
wow.
It's also an example. If you said this, I always say this to my kids, whatever you're like, if you get in an argument and you're yelling back, okay, that's one thing. And you say something inappropriate. Oof. When you're DMing or emailing or putting texting there, digital versions, that's out there. You can't ever get that back. Right. When you put things in writing and send things and like, so Linda did that at one point, but that's a letter to her boyfriend, live in whatever they were, Bo. Now she's putting it in DMs and also,
you know what? When's the last time she's getting itchy, man? She didn't second runner up to Miss Maine. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been really seen or heard from since the CBS morning debacle.
Correct?
Like, yes,
she's
Ted.
She's boxed in.
I'm not sure this is the way, though, you want to get back in the spotlight.
Nope. She's a headline addict. She's a complete headline addict, Andy.
Yep. We all thought that teaser video she put out of the CBS interview, that like 2-second clip where she's like part one, that maybe she had something that would make her look good. Because that'd be great if she can make herself look good, put herself over. This is in the Daily Mail, in the New York Post, in every tabloid, not doing
it. She's like hitting meth for the first time. It's like, whoa,
yeah,
this is good. And now she can't get her hands on it, man. And so she's boxed in right now.
And Bill Belichick, Mr. Ignore the Noise and No Distractions and all those things.
He's asleep somewhere taking a nap.
And he has Mike Lombardi. I don't know if you follow him or UNC football on the socials, Ted. He's got Mike Lombardi doing walkthrough tours of the coaches' facilities, meeting rooms, and more at UNC to show how state-of-the-art and how emotionally engaged they are. It's really
something else. Thank you, Bill, for not leaving football. Just go down. I'm so fascinated by him going, that's the ACC. Who cares? Are you kidding me? There's so many stories to be had if Bill Belichick's coaching at any level.
So you're taking the under on UNC wins this year?
Yeah, was it 7?
Something like that.
Oh, I'm taking the under.
Absolutely. This could be a debacle. I mean, things like this get back to, does he make it through the season? Like that kind of stuff.
You can't, even the guys I told you I played with, they can like kind of keep things in a certain box. And when they go to work, this is spilled into Bill's work life more than we realize at the end of his tenure here in New England.
I'm just happy, Fitzy, we could make Ted Johnson's day on a Friday. Like the end of the week, been a long week. We're rolling into the weekend. You should see him glowing in the studio, listeners.
I can see. He's almost dancing like jacked up you earlier in the show.
Jordan's not disappointing. She's given us, she can't help herself.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Bunch of bullies.
Jelly of the Month Club, Jordan Hudson.
Shame.
Just keeps on giving.
Shame.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday afternoon, it's 5:30. That means we have to get to everything we didn't get to during the week, and that'll be led off with Ted Johnson's happy and giddy right now. Last night sounds like he might have been sort of emotional, maybe shedding a tear while watching the NBA draft. Excuse me. He got emotional. Parent Ted Johnson came out. We'll look at that next as part of our extended odds and ends.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. The Red Sox open up a 6-game homestand with a series against the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch of Game 1 is tonight at 7:10. Brian Baio will start opposite Jose Berríos, and here is your lineup for tonight. It's Jaron Duran in left, then Abraham Toro at first, Roman Anthony, your DH, Trevor Story at short, Willier Abreu in right, Cedon Rafaela in center, David Hamilton at second, Connor Wong, your catcher, and then Nick Sogard is at third base, and he is batting ninth. Sogard has been recalled up from AAA Worcester because the Red Sox placed infielder Marcelo Meyer on the bereavement list earlier this afternoon. Other updates from around the team, Alex Bregman hit today and is taking ground balls on Saturday. Alex Cora said they'll reassess after next week. Jordan Hicks has another rehab assignment tonight, rehab outing tonight. Tanner Houck will have a rehab outing on Sunday. Masataki Yoshida is likely to begin a rehab assignment with Worcester on Tuesday. And Justin Slayton will begin throwing tomorrow and ramp up from there. With all that being said, you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan gets underway at 6:10. And Mike Monaco and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. Last night in the NBA draft, the Celtics dealt the 32nd pick to the Orlando Magic for the 46th and 57th pick, as well as second rounders in 2026 and 2027. With those picks, Boston drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Shulga at number 57. The Revolution host the Colorado Rapids tomorrow night at Gillette. Kickoff is at 7:30. And the 2025 NHL draft begins tonight. The Bruins currently hold the 7th overall selection. Round 1 is tonight, with rounds 2 through 7 taking place tomorrow. One more reminder, fans, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with our guy Christian Arcan beginning tonight at 6:10 p.m. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Hey Jordan, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Tony Basilbot.
Reslow's got a thing for Jordan. Wow. I didn't care how he pronounced it.
Reslow will never get old.
Hey, Jordan, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Jordan.
Oh, boy. You know, she might be looking for a new guy to latch onto at some point soon, right?
Got to deal with the ex-girlfriends. Who wants to deal with that? Can't talk anymore. I'm muted.
Yeah, sure. She dated a 65-year-old. Then she jumped to a 70-year-old. What does she go? Right. Does she go 80 for Brady next?
That's right. The flaw with the whole Breslow, way too young for her. Way too young for her. It's time now for our expanded Friday afternoon edition of Odds and Ends. And the first thing we have for you is a clip from last night's NBA draft. And Ted, this was your contribution. So I'd like you to set this up for us before we hear this.
Oh, yeah. So this was a player out of Memphis, the 48th overall pick in the, last night. Went to Memphis, I should say. Out of West Virginia, his name's Javon Small, all right? And it was basically right after he got drafted, you see the reaction of I thought it was his dad. It's not. It's his grandfather. But he's very, very, very close with his grandfather. Just listen to the grandfather. I guess he was getting mocked because he went later than they thought, whatever. So it wasn't like a fun kind of end, you know, maybe draft experience for him. But just listen to Javon Small's grandfather, who raised him like he was his son, react to seeing his grandson get drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies.
Over there, and he is emotional, as he should be, Javon. When you see your grandfather with that much enthusiasm, what goes through your mind?
You know, my family is just my world, man. Just seeing my papa over there with me.
My family is my world. To see my papa. His grandfather.
Awesome.
That is my boy. Like, awesome. That to me, I mean, I probably watched 100 times, and it just, it gets me emotional every time. You know, can you imagine the joy? I mean, how many parents drive their kids up, would do whatever it takes to give them the best so that they can excel?
Yep.
And then to see them get to that height, and then that emotion was something to watch.
And I think we even forget this sometimes, because we get caught up in Cooper Flagg, and he's this great phenom, and he's AAU, and he went from Maine to Florida to go to high school. Like, this is still a big day for a lot of these kids, a lot of these parents, a lot of these grandparents. Like, it's not just ho-hum whatever. Like, this is pretty freaking cool. So that's interesting. And did you shed a tear?
I'm a crier, bro.
Okay.
You might not know that. I mean, I am a...
It's all the romantic novels that you used to read. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Too much.
There were a couple of NFL draft videos this year where fathers and sons were together for the draft moment, and you just see how worked up the dad gets. And that moment, it's so fleeting, Ted, but you know, like, when you're working your whole life just for that, and then it comes to fruition, it makes every early drive, every pass, every catch, every scraped knee, every broken heart worthwhile.
And that relationship in particular, I'm very close with my dad, Ted Sr. I'm junior, senior. I'm very, very fortunate to have an amazing, amazing father. And so any role in a movie or something, like Field of Dreams, the last scene, Dad, you want to have a catch? Yep. I'm like, ah! It's just that dynamic in particular really gets me.
Along those lines, is there any information? You shared some information with us earlier. Would you like to share that on the air as a proud papa?
Oh, yeah.
Or you want to keep that
private?
Yeah,
no, it's cool. Yeah. So, my daughter.
Share it.
My daughter is a lacrosse player at Union College, and she's only been there. She transferred there after her freshman year. Didn't go well at Wisconsin, so she was kind of starting over. Walked on last year, started at the end of last year, started all the games this year. They had a phenomenal season. It was voted captain of her team for her senior campaign.
All right. How about that?
Sammy J worked her butt off to kind of get out of a bad situation out there in Wisconsin. She fought for her happiness, and she got it. And so she has the great honor of being her captain of her team next year.
That's awesome.
So she, too, when she reaches her hand out, Ted, Mjolnir flies right into her hand as well.
That's it, brother.
The big hammer of the gods. I love
that.
So something else in a different vein that might make Ted Johnson cry positive tears. Colorado Buffalo, proud alum, and they have a quarterback who just had his number retired, jersey number retired to Colorado. Now he's in the NFL. DraftKings, did you see this, Ted? They have
this is unreal.
Projected Shedeur Sanders' career. Now, the one thing they didn't include in here was the number of speeding tickets he'll get over the next 20 years in the NFL.
How many times will his dad also speak out on his behalf, Andy?
Oh, my God. That can stop.
Like, this is a reason why. Can I just say real quick, having surfaced this a little while ago, this is why, as much as I enjoy interactions with Gemini, ChatGPT, Grok, etc., they get so many things right. This is an argument for just shutting the internet down.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. So DraftKings says, we predicted Shedeur's entire NFL career. He plays for three teams, if you're interested. From 2025 to 2034, so a nice 9-year run with the Cleveland Browns. Then he jumps over 35 to 37 to the Saints, finishes up 38, 39 with the Raiders. You're like, well, is he a journeyman? Is he just a decent? Accolades and trophies, 2030. He wins the Super Bowl.
With the Browns? Okay, I'm out already.
With the Browns.
Yeah, he wins this is fiction.
He wins the MVP award with the Browns. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler who in 2046 will be inducted into Canton as a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Something smells funny.
Damn, Breslow, but it's so what? Come on. This is their projections?
This is their how about you like numbers? How about
fifth rounder?
62,804 yards. That would place eighth all time in career passing yards.
Just in between Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan, with Dan Marino, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning, and John Elway behind Shedeur Sanders.
Now it's believable. Say, yeah, this is what I've been saying.
Absolutely, but he was bought and paid for. It felt like 454 passing touchdowns.
That's crazy.
That would be sixth all time. 68% completion percentage for his career. First all time. And 144 wins would be ninth most all time.
One more time. Tell everybody where this came from because I want everyone to remember.
This is a DraftKings projection.
Okay, who wrote this?
This is on you, DraftKings.
Deion Sanders.
For real.
First response on Twitter, by the way, at Billy Burrow, I'd like some of whatever DraftKings is smoking.
For real, man.
So, now, I'm a cynic, real quick, side, like, they just do this for the reaction, right? Like,
this
they know if
baiting.
They just put he has, like, a 6-year career where he plays for three teams, he's really mediocre.
Do you want your people to take your projection seriously?
I think they want people to click on it and talk about it. I think that's what they want.
More important. Andy, you worked in the web for a long time, and you're very familiar with, like, the clickbait / rage bait entire idea. Like, let's just chum the waters with the most absurd, delicious, enticing, ridiculous thing we possibly can.
I hate it.
So reputation or ethics.
Right. Like,
none of that means anything.
What I liked about the Christian Campbell thing from Monday or Tuesday, whenever that was, I really believed it. Like, they should trade Christian Campbell. People get mad. They clicked on it. They yelled at me. Like, that is an organic, actual take that people think. As I said, if you think I'm a moron, I'm a genuine moron. I'm not a fake moron. I'm not a clickbait moron. Another moron who did some dumb stuff, it seems, Justin Tucker was suspended this week. Free agent. He was cut by the Ravens, if you remember. Received a 10-game suspension by the National Football League for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The unfortunate thing with this that I hate, he can serve it as a free agent. So he can just sit out for 10 weeks.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and then sign
with
somebody.
Oh, and then a contender that loses their kicker can sign him? Oh, awesome.
Yep, It's dirty. And I don't know what happened with any of these situations exactly, but if anyone that's followed this, it very much mirrored the Deshaun Watson situation. It was massage therapists.
The total, Andy, was I think Deshaun Watson stopped, or rather the allegation ceased at 22 or 23. Tucker was 16.
Yeah. So
that's a lot.
Wow.
I don't understand it. And Ted, you've talked about it, just to give your background on this. You've said, as a professional athlete, if you find a massage therapist that's good, you stick with a massage therapist.
I did.
Don't bounce around if you're looking for a real massage.
Three, maybe in 10 years, but mostly the same one for my whole time.
Did you guys see that?
I was going to say, like, to back up Ted's point, I remember there was a very, like, kind of painful scene to watch years ago on Hard Knocks. It's when Zach Thomas left the Dolphins, Ted, and went to the Cowboys. And he had a scene where this guy was working him so hard, tears were coming to his eyes. And he said he found a massage guy and he stuck with him his whole career, didn't care what it cost. He said, because the only way, Andy, he went from, holy smokes, I feel like I'm dead on Sunday at 5 o'clock, to I can get back out in the field the next Sunday, was thanks to this one singular masseuse. One.
Look, I've told you my theory on why I think sometimes NFL players do that route. It's just an easy way to maybe, they think, meet somebody that, you know, as opposed to going out and having to have connection with. I mean, it's kind of a sad state of what really real life is like in the NFL. To some degree, it doesn't excuse it, or it might explain it as well.
It's just, it's weird to me. And I don't know, I've never lived that life, but I assume NFL players have opportunities to meet girls at a lot of normal, more sort of traditional ways. You don't have to creep it up.
Probably
seems that way. Speaking of another questionable NFL star, Antonio Brown filed for bankruptcy.
People don't hate AB. They actually love me.
We got to get this is going to be a 30 for. This is going to be a. This guy's going down.
This is not going to end well.
Glory.
This is not. So he legitimately filed for bankruptcy. And then he immediately responded on social media with a picture of his mutual account that has $24 million in it. So he's claiming this is. There's others that have looked into it. Does he have money left? Some people say he only has like $50,000 with $3 million in debts to pay. Others say this is sort of a bookkeeping measure to separate his companies from his personal different things. But that's not the only story that he's involved in. Do you guys remember the Super Bowl halftime show that was put forth this year? And there was the flag. There was the protest flag from the Middle East that wasn't there. And they tried to chase the person down, that whole thing. That person's been arrested, which is not the shocking part of the story. I don't know why the investigation would take so long. It went from the New Orleans police to the Louisiana State Police, but they've arrested Zal Karnayan Kwame Nantumbu.
Nailed
41.
It.
Yep, that was good enough. But the crazy part is Antonio Brown, I just talked about, right?
Yeah.
So consecutive stories.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown has been charged with trying to shoot somebody, correct?
Yes.
You know who that person is?
That guy?
The name I just said, that was the flag protester at the Super Bowl halftime show.
AB's crashing out worse than the Liver King.
Wow.
It's unreal.
Oh, yeah, that's a crazy story.
It is unreal.
How do you could tie have ever that seen together? Antonio Brown, who famously threw a bicycle at an HVOA attendant in Florida after Tom Brady vouched for him, bringing him down to Tampa. Who could have ever seen the same man displaying his genitals on camera in Dubai and 10,000 other uncomfortable things doing this? I'm shocked. Stunned.
Is he still in Dubai? Is he not come back to the United States?
I'm not sure of his location right now. He's not on my Life 360. So
he'll get arrested the first.
Oh, yeah. No, he is facing attempted murder charges for shooting Nantumbu. I just think
he's
crazy.
He's on a run.
Like, how are... I know it's a small world. We always say, small world. But, like, what are the chances that two notorious stories are tied together?
You mean you think it's happenstance? You don't think there was a targeted thing?
Did he not like the protest? Is that why he went after him?
Well, yeah. I thought that's what you were kind of like.
Oh, no. I have no idea. It was at a boxing event. And, like,
maybe this guy's at every.
Maybe. This guy's like a star
bleeper. That could be the case, Ted.
I thought you were saying that AB targeted him because he didn't. Doesn't like his politics.
Maybe, I guess. And one last creep story before we close this out. Wander Franco, the former superstar, young superstar for the Rays, was sentenced yesterday in the Dominican Republic. He had a relationship with I believe she was a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, the song's he's just 14 years old.
I wasn't familiar with the song. Okay, that's a good part of this song.
That's
he didn't.
Song. Was that his walk-up song?
He got 2 years of a suspended sentence. He's actually not going to jail. The crazy part of this story is the mother trafficked her own daughter. Wander Franco paid the mother for the relationship with the daughter. He would send a helicopter to pick her up. She's going to prison for 10 years for her role.
He's skating big time.
And he is. Now, his career, I'm assuming he's never going to play in Major League Baseball.
I can't imagine.
He was a young superstar player, but this was a crazy story.
I think it's a wrap.
That's going to do it. Unfortunately, there was a lot more craziness than zaniness and fun in that odds and ends this week. But hey, these are the stories that come across the radar. If you want to have a fun one, Shedeur Sanders is going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to win the Super Bowl. He's going to be an MVP. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we close it out with a little look at the weekend, what the Red Sox are going to be doing, what the Bruins are going to be doing with the final edition of Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Oh, turn it up, buddy.
What the hell is this crap?
This is...
That's right, the last of the Mohicans, Ted!
Let's go, Fitzy. So these guys got to watch it.
Yeah.
Danced is, and Andy got to watch.
You watching tonight?
Before next Friday. We're going to have a movie.
The next Friday. Okay, before next Friday.
Madeline Stowe.
How long is this? Super long?
It's
no, hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, no, short
movie. Nice.
Oh, that's my kind of movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis is Hawkeye, the last of the Mohicans. Wes Studi, his adopted father, Madeline Stowe, never looked more beautiful. This movie is dynamite. And you know what's awesome, Ted? This movie, Andy, I bet you've seen this movie, too. This movie is directed by easily one of the best directors the last 40 years, made Collateral. And also made Heat, which features
Tyler
the greatest
Perry.
Gun battle in the history of movies, Michael Mann.
I love Michael Mann.
Oh, yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
It does great with just, visuals of, like, L.A. Did he do Miami Vice in Miami? Yeah. Great director. Yeah.
Before we get to odds and ends, quick question for you, Ted. Do you have, like, the, what do you call it, the syllabus or whatever, the curriculum for the Ted movie course already in your head? Or is this going to be, like, fly by the seat of your pants? Do you have a list of greatest movies?
I could do it in 2 seconds. I don't need a list. I off the top of my head.
But we'll start with Last of the Mohicans. I've been told if listeners want to follow along, maybe you haven't seen it. We have some listeners that probably haven't seen it. Dan Ball tells me it is streaming on Hulu.
That's correct.
Get it on Hulu. We'll
so
be,
freaking good, dude.
Watching it there, because as I told you about 6 months ago, you can't go to Redbox because those don't exist anymore, and I didn't know.
Oh, they don't?
That. And I still had the... Still had the app on my phone, and I was looking for a location, and it wouldn't load. It just kept
Redbox.
Spinning. Redbox.
Oh, Andy, I'm sorry. Ted, if you don't mind, this will be a very sad moment. Blockbuster closed.
Yeah, no, I liked video stores. I loved Netflix when Netflix was the red envelope that came in my mailbox.
Too, I did, too.
I had it down to a T. I knew when to pick the movie so I'd get new releases and always get them every week.
So how come you haven't seen any movies?
Because they went out of business, and I don't like streaming.
I mean, what was
Grandpa doesn't stream.
It made it so much easier.
Last of the Mohicans came out in the 80s, bro.
Stiz, I have a trivia question for you. When Netflix decided to get into streaming, they split off. They did a split, and it caused them a multi-billion dollar loss in their stock prices. They named the streaming on the internet Netflix. What did they rename their mail-by-DVD business until they shut it down?
Redbox.
Quickster.
Quickster. Okay.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No wonder nobody wanted
Quickster.
To use it.
I don't remember that at all.
They lost. People were like, that's a dumb name, and we're unsubscribing. They lost billions.
I'm not going to lose any sleep for them. I think they're doing okay still. Coming up now on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Before we get to Dan Ball's little preview of the weekend, which starts with Bayo versus Barrios tonight at Fenway Park. Ted Johnson, you had something you wanted to share with the audience, a certain body part of mine that you're jealous of.
Dude, you know what? I got to give it up for just one body part, Andy. I'm jealous.
Wow.
I wish I had his calf.
Wow.
I wish I had his calf muscles.
That
Andy
was his
heart has jacked up calf muscles.
That was Ted's takeaway, Fitzy, of the little video we shot coming in where we ran into Wally and... Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Tessie.
Tessie and Wally were right outside the studio here, which they also are friends at Ford, switched out the truck. It's now a Ford Raptor. That's a sweet truck that's
Those
out
nice
there
trucks.
Right now. Yep. That is a really
in
nice
our
truck.
In our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio today. Andy, you know what's very interesting? You mentioned that because the boys in the Midday Show were talking about this earlier. Many sports scientists now, like a lot of doctors believe, it is an excessive focus on quad growth that is leading to the Achilles tears and not enough time spent on actually developing your lower leg muscles to support the Achilles with these over-muscular frames now in the modern athlete in NBA.
So my Achilles is safe because I got big calves? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm actually saying to you, you know, Ted, may want to start doing those calf raises again.
I'm on it. Doing it right now.
Donkey raises over there.
I'm doing it right now.
You know, the funny thing is I don't do anything except jog. I literally haven't done legs many. In the last 10 years, I've done legs about 6 times total. Squatted, any leg workouts. I just jog. Yes, Dan Ball.
Oh, this is you forgot to bring this up when Ted was here. How many pounds did you gain from your vacation?
Oh, zero.
0.0. Thanks to my friends at Awaken 180. They have changed my metabolism and the way I eat, and I am nice and ripped. I looked good at the beach the other day when we had that abbreviated show. The abs were out. I was tanning a little bit,
okay,
trying to get a little shadows.
Okay.
Are we excited, Dan Ball? You got your list together. So you have Brian Baio tonight versus Berríos. Giolito, 4:10 on Saturday against Chris Bassett. And then in what I believe you are calling his final start as a member of the Boston Red Sox.
If my three-point stance is going to be right, then yeah.
Yeah, versus That's Eric hurtful. Lauer. How are we feeling about those? I actually feel good about Baio. He's had 4 straight games where he's pitched well. So I feel good about Baio. I think he has, I don't want to say this because we're always wrong when we say this, but I think he's turned a little bit of a corner here.
Yeah, I'm with you there, and it's a night game. His career ERA is a full run lower for night games than day games, which is a strange mix. I don't really know why. They haven't really ever addressed why, but it just is.
The Kirk Cousins issue.
3.88 at night versus 4.98 during the day, so pretty significant difference. But I feel all right, but I just the starting pitching is almost not even a factor. It's the late game execution that I worry about more than anything else.
Christian Arcand is on the line here, and he's getting ready for a Red Sox pregame show. But Christian Arcand, I want to get your reaction because I feel like it'll be volatile to the rumblings that the Florida Panthers might have trade interest in David Pastrnak.
Sure, why not? Man, just take everything from us, Florida Panthers. Just take it all. You know,
that's
why don't
my
you
guy.
Take the logo, take Blades, take Todd
take
Angeli,
our lives.
Take Rene Rancourt.
You can't have Todd Angeli. Damn it!
Take everything. Take the penalty. They already took the penalty box. Take everything. Everything. Why leave us with anything, Florida Panthers? Just circle us like vultures and pick away until we're just bones on the sand. That's what should happen. Yes.
You just gave it right down the pipe for him to just knock it out of the park.
I now know what it feels like to host a show with Stephen A. Smith. I feel like Christian Arcand is our version of Stephen A. Smith. You just kind of lob it up and
I'm
just
very
let
worried
him go.
About you, Christian Arcand.
That was tremendous, Christian. Thank
I
you.
Heard you guys talking about that Shedeur Sanders draft. That is ridiculous. The Shedeur Sanders
Even
draft.
You think that
only one MVP, only one Super Bowl? Absurd. That's ridiculous. No way. Come on. And we're talking generational run here, at least 2 decades. I'd
I mean,
say.
Real quick question, real quick. What is your take about the speed tickets? Nothing to do, nothing to look see, or do you think it's a prelude to something more?
I mean, the 110, I was like, all right, well, that's a little fast, and he's probably has a nice car. But, you know, I'm a guy who's gotten some speeding tickets in my life. It's not exactly the crime of the century, and I think that if it was anybody else, you wouldn't even be hearing about that. Like, if there was a gun in the car, like he was smoking weed or something when they pulled him over, then fine. That's a story. A speeding ticket? 2 speeding tickets? Like, am I supposed to be outraged by that? I'm a Bostonian.
Nope. But I'm just saying it's an alert. Little flag.
And 110 is not just a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
110 is a
There's
real,
one place
I've
in the
never
world
been
that's
that
okay.
Fast.
You've never gotten that fast?
You have?
Oh, yeah.
You've gone
Andy,
that fast too?
I think I went
in
that fast.
You even lived, bro.
Come on.
I think I went that fast up to the lake last weekend. But yeah, that's not the
once.
Fastest I've ever got, you know? Like
Route
I mean,
2 going east into the city, best stretch of highway.
Oh, all downhill.
It goes up and kind of goes up and down. It's Route 2 going eastbound from the 128 right. into the city is the best stretch of highway to
on a car or a motorcycle?
Both.
Jesus.
By the way,
we're
saying you should.
Allegedly.
I like to go on record and say you shouldn't drive
that
fast.
Fast and Furious movie tonight.
Definitely don't say that. I'm not encouraging that, but I'm saying
we shouldn't encourage that. And I would never do it. I'm too.
Yeah, I know.
Meow.
Oh, wow.
I am a Bosch man. I am a pure meow. I would not be doing that. All right, stick around for the Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand. Big game for the Red Sox against the Blue Jays, trying to get back on the winning track. Stick around tonight. Bruins will maybe make a big pick or
no.
Make a trade, Don Sweeney.
No.
And stick around for next week because we should have a fun show. Because the energy that the sun has brought out in the WEEI afternoon, boys, is like nothing I've ever seen before. Nice job, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, Dan Ball, Stiz, Brian Ferzoco. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 2.
Enjoy the weekend, bitches.